This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Congrats to the Georgia Bulldogs. National title game last night. That wasn't the only impactful news from college football yesterday. USC's promising quarterback Jackson Dart announced he's going to go into the transfer portal. Now, he's a big-time recruit, former Gatorade Player of the Year, and that announcement is more meaningful than you think because he's good, and you would have thought he would have really loved to have benefited and played for Lincoln Riley. So why leave? Well, because Lincoln Riley probably has another quarterback in mind, the one he had at Oklahoma. Feels like Jackson Dart knows something about Caleb Williams. And right now, we can't be 100% about our answers. However, we do know USC is committed to returning to college football's elite. You know, that was made apparent when they gave Riley $100 million contract, but they lack that one piece, and that's a quarterback. Dart's departure won't help, but it does open the door for Caleb Williams and Lincoln Riley reunion tour. And even if Williams decides to go elsewhere, it's going to be interesting to see what USC is willing to do to get their quarterback there. Usually these quarterbacks, you know, it's a fraternity. They're aware of what's going on. If a quarterback is going to transfer from Central Florida and all of a sudden he's going to UCLA. No, there's an opening at Oklahoma because Caleb Williams is leaving. Now, Jackson Dart saying, hey, you know what? Maybe I need to move on. How about Georgia or other? But now you have an opening, it looks like, at USC, and Caleb Williams is still out there in the transfer portal. But he did say he could always return to Oklahoma. Doesn't seem like that's the possibility here.
Sorry.
Yeah. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. I ask our guys, the backroom guys, to print up a few more calendars. Some people said they didn't get the opportunity over the holidays, and we did sign a few more of them. But that's all we're going to have if you want to go to danpatrick.com. Plus, the Aaron Shrugs T-shirt based off Ayn Rand Atlas Shrug. And it's really well done. We got winter hoodies there as well. There's a lot of great stuff there at danpatrick.com. This program is brought to you by the great folks at Peacock. The Office is streaming now exclusively on Peacock. Whether you know every quote or you're a newbie to Scranton, you can watch every episode again and again and again. Plus, discover superfan episodes featuring completely new scenes in extended cuts. Sign up at peacocktv.com to stream now. What's poll question we're going to go with in the second hour, Todd?
The current poll is, what would you rather do, quarterback the national title-winning team, Stetson Bennett, 70%. Quarterback the losing national title team, but win the Heisman, Bryce Young, at 30%.
Yeah. All right, let's change it up. Don?
We will do that.
Okay. Do you have another suggestion there?
We've got, would you not give Tom Brady your MVP vote because he just has too much? Yes or no?
I was wondering, I think Tom Brady was going to win the MVP. I think he lost it when he got shut out by New Orleans. It's almost as if the writers went, eh, he got shut out against New Orleans. Meanwhile, that team hasn't been healthy. You just had the Antonio Brown situation, but you know, you don't have your full arsenal there. Leonard Fournette has been out. Chris Godwin is injured. And you're trying to do something again. He statistically had one of his best career, best seasons ever of his career. It just felt like when he got shut out by New Orleans, the voters probably went, I guess we got to give it to Aaron Rodgers. And the numbers are impressive with Brady. You know, 43 touchdowns, 5,300 yards. Those are tops in the NFL. If I take away the first loss of the season for Aaron Rodgers, I think he threw 37 touchdowns and two interceptions the entire season. Now, a lot of the stuff that he overcame, if you want to say that, he created. I can't, you know, sit there and go, hey, we're gonna let you benefit from this when you created some of this. But Aaron Rodgers, MVP, here is Bruce Arians, the Buccaneers head coach.
If he doesn't get it, it's a travesty. I mean, no, most completions ever, 5,000 yards, touchdowns, the whole 9 yards. I mean, to me, it's not even a close race.
Yeah, and I understand it. Bruce Arians, if Bruce Arians came out and said, look, I love Tom, but Aaron Rodgers is your MVP, that would have been interesting. Yeah, Seton.
Does it somehow hurt, though, that the other guy who threw 5,000 yards this year didn't make the playoffs? And Justin Herbert?
No, I can't, because I can't pin any blame on Justin Herbert. Like, he threw for 5,000 yards, but I don't go, boy, he threw 5,000, he didn't make the playoffs. I put that on some other extenuating circumstances with the Chargers. Yeah, Paulie.
I think Fritzy's poll had it right. It's like, this guy's got everything, let's give it to somebody else. Even Aaron Rodgers, who's not exactly beloved by some of the voters. But you know, once in a while we look back at MVPs, we're like, how did that guy not win when we look at the stats? A 44-year-old led the league in touchdown passes, and he's probably not going to win the MVP.
Yeah.
There was a year Sammy Sosa had 64 home runs. He finished ninth in the MVP voting. You know, like, you look at this, how did that happen? Likeability, the team?
Yeah, see.
Can it just come down to the touchdown-interception ratio? 12 picks compared to Aaron Rodgers at, what does he have, 4?
Maybe.
Maybe it's too simple, but maybe it's...
Well, I think voters like it simple. Like, I got to figure this out. What's Pro Football Focus's quarterback ratings and blah, 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 blah. How many different receivers? Like, you start to, it's like a word problem, and you go, oh, my God, the essay part of the SAT. I know we get caught up in, well, Tom threw 4 touchdowns in a game a couple of times. He had one game with 5 touchdowns. Okay. Aaron Rodgers, I don't think, had a game where he threw for 4 touchdowns in the game. But that doesn't mean, like, you had a couple of great games. I just think from start to finish, or almost start to finish with Aaron Rodgers, he's been great. I think having home field advantage, if Tampa had the best record in the NFC, Tom Brady wins the MVP. I believe that. But Green Bay has it, and I think because of that, Aaron Rodgers, I could make a strong case, I think, for Joe Burrow for MVP. What Cooper Kupp did, what Jonathan Taylor did. Like, you had really valuable guys, but it just feels like Packers are always on display, big games. Rodgers has played well, did miss the Kansas City game. They got blown out by the Saints in week 1, and you could say maybe with all the drama, they weren't prepared for that game, but since then, he's been unbelievable. Yeah, Paul.
Some of the better quarterbacks in the league. Matthew Stafford, 17 picks this year. Josh Allen, 15 picks. Justin Herbert, 15 picks. In the past 4 seasons combined, Aaron Rodgers has 15 picks.
Yeah.
Come on.
Stat of the day.
Oh, thanks. Haven't had one of those.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Man, kind of that surprised me there, Paul.
Can't see out of my left eye. I was blindsided.
Yeah.
I didn't see it coming. See it hit the button.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I guess it's open for everybody to do stat of the day.
I'm just, you know, when I hear it, I just, you just know it.
Okay.
And it's
all
just,
right.
I can't control it. It's like, oh, I got to play it. That was right. A stat.
Yeah. Paulie's going to be doing limericks here coming up.
I'm half Irish.
Dave in Arkansas. Dave, what's on your mind today?
They call me Pittsburgh Dave. And as a great man once said, I'm getting too old for this sort of thing. That Sunday, I don't know that any team has ever gone through a roller coaster like that. But I'm glad I've got one more week left to live. And I want to bring up maybe are we trying to characterize Todd a little bit? Is he the AB of the Danettes, or if we want to call them the triplets now?
Well,
I mean, nothing's ever his fault. He's always deflecting. You love him, but you don't like him. Is he AB? I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thank you, Dave. It's not fair to put that label on you.
Not fair to Todd and not fair to Antonio Brown.
To Antonio Brown.
That was a little strong.
Yeah.
By Pittsburgh Dave.
Yeah. I mean, you mean well. You do deflect.
I do have bad feet, but it's not because I went to some cryogenic chamber without my socks or shoes on.
Yeah.
And I haven't taken my shirt off yet for a variety of reasons.
And you have, did you see where I think they're going to sell that NFT of Antonio Brown running off the field? Now, I don't know who gets that, but I think they're looking at $1 million for that.
I think that's a photographer from like the New York Daily. I got to check that, but it might be like a New York Daily News photographer because he got it and posted it. I got to double check.
And it feels like the Antonio Brown, when he's holding his arms up, is the new meme. It's replaced Bernie Sanders with his mittens. But, yeah, can you check and see? I think I read that somebody was going to pay a lot of money for the NFT for Antonio Brown running off the field. Now, we love Todd. It just, it was a rough start. It was not a great first hour. That's all. But you rally.
You're trying.
Yeah.
I do tend to mope a little bit because I get my feelings hurt and I got to, you know, after all this time, you would think I'd be tougher. I've gotten a little tougher, but not a lot tougher.
No.
I get sensitive.
Yeah.
But I didn't have poll questions ready. I didn't have mock headlines or limericks. Didn't have a first hour guest. There's a lot of reasons to suggest that, you know, it's like Saturday or something for me that I'm like home and I'm like not even.
Is everything okay at home?
I think so.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Does anybody got any problems? I mean, I haven't asked you guys. Maybe I should. You know, Paulie said, you know, it'd be nice if you kind of went around the office and just asked people how they're doing. I go, I do that all the time. Seton, is everything okay at home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Jeez.
A high-pitched yeah.
Okay.
A high-pitched yeah means hard no.
Yeah.
No, of course, everything's fine. Okay. Everything's great.
Okay.
Things have never been better.
Oh. Okay.
100%.
Paulie's everything okay at home?
Yeah, I think so. You ever get a little rambunctious, though? You want to just, like, drive and get out of the house because of do you guys feel like that obviously, and this is not new, but the past couple of years, obviously being homebound so much, like someone going, hey, why don't you come visit? You're like, yeah, sure, whatever, 3 hours, I'll drive.
Well, you made the analogy, it's like you're a house cat,
yeah,
that you got to stay in the house, you can't go outside,
but you want to go outside.
You do. Yeah. See,
I feel like I'm the exact opposite of that, in that I spend so much time in my car on a week-to-week basis, all I want to do is stay home. So it's
you have a little bit more of a commute, you and Todd.
That, and then like just like my son's schedule keeps me like in the car a lot. We're driving around all over the place. And so it's kind of like if we don't have to be in the car, I'd rather just stay home.
Let's see. Let's work in. Mike in Louisiana. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Mike. How's everything at home, Mike?
Everything's going pretty good, Dan. Pretty cold here.
Okay. Okay.
A question for you. I heard on the news this morning that Bryce Young is the favorite to win the Heisman for next year. My question is, though, shouldn't he be the least favorite since how we never have a Heisman Trophy winner ever repeat except for one time? And second question for you, really, with Antonio Brown running off the field, didn't we see this once before with LeGarrette Blount with Pittsburgh a few years back? And he went on to win a Super Bowl with New England that same year?
I think he just said he didn't want to play for Pittsburgh. Thank you, Mike. We'll check on that. I'll get some of my best people on it. Did LeGarrette Blount just stop playing or saying he didn't want to play for Pittsburgh anymore and then he ended up with New England? As Mike was pointing out.
Yeah, he forced his way out and was on, I think, the New England roster within a week and a half.
Hmm.
Yes, he crushed. It was
awesome.
Yeah,
he did. He did. Yeah, we've only had Archie Griffin, who has won back-to-back Heismans. But look, Bryce Young with Alabama, they're the number one team, preseason number one team for next year. Sure, he should be in there. I don't know who else you're going to put in there as a betting favorite over Bryce Young. Yeah, Pauline.
So, yeah, the story was a bunch of years ago. LeGarrette Blount was released by the Pittsburgh Steelers less than 24 hours after leaving the field before the end of the Steelers' 27-24 victory over the Titans. Blount was reportedly upset over his lack of playing time, got into it in the locker room, so forth. He was released. His punishment was he ends up on the Patriots.
His punishment was three rings.
Yes. Yeah.
A bunch of playoff checks. Tons of playoff money.
You know, for a stable organization, for a blue blood organization, Pittsburgh's got a lot of drama.
I think, was he on that Eagles team? Yeah. Did he go to the Eagles team that beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl?
God. I don't know. I was there. I should remember that.
LeGarrette Blount had a crazy career.
Yeah, he started in Tampa, New England, Pittsburgh, New England, New England again, Philly, Detroit.
Okay.
Good for him.
All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. The great Brett Musburger will join us next hour. The Raiders play-by-play voice. I wonder if he had money bet on that game last night. Maybe if he listened to me, he would have made some money. We'll take a break. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. We're giving away the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, and it is awesome. And you could enter. You can go to danpatrick.com or foxsportsradio.com. You get the official rules, a chance to win the amazing Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. It's the DP Show Ultimate Camping Rig Sweepstakes. Now, when you talk about Mercedes-Benz, you're talking about innovative safety features, crosswind assist, blind spot assist. You expect performance and reliability. You have the MBUX voice command system, 5-star dealer network, and it's available with a gas engine if you'd like. But, and Seton's going to be taken across country. You can go to Mercedes-Benz, go to their website and see what their Sprinter vans look like. Yeah, Seton.
Going to need some music suggestions, I think, for the road.
Ooh, okay.
Got to start getting that playlist together.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, you and the French kid.
Yep.
When are you leaving? A week before the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be a week before the Super Bowl. So then we would get in Los Angeles just in time to start that week of shows before we
okay.
before the Super Bowl.
Do you have certain stops along the way?
Yeah. We're going to definitely stop in Phoenix
okay.
for sure.
All right.
Kind of figuring out the rest.
Yeah, Paulie.
Tom Petty, have you heard of him? Great for road trips, Dan. Google it.
Some equipment described as optional. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond. From their customization options, cutting-edge tech, to their five-star sales service financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans, built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. More phone calls coming up. Brent Musburger will join us in an hour from now. He's the voice of the Raiders. Pat Forty, the voice of college football. He covers it for Sports Illustrated. He was at the national title game, still in Indianapolis. Well, what did you make of last night's festivities, Pat?
Cathartic night for the Bulldogs and their fans, waiting 41 years to win a title and having to go through their nemesis to do it and looking like Stetson Bennett maybe gave the game away on that fluke play, and then they rally after that and dominate the rest of the game. And I thought they were the best team all season, and they proved it when they had to. So it was a good game. I think that, it was competitive. It's always interesting, I think, to see somebody challenge Alabama like that. And I enjoyed the evening.
How would the season have been different if we had a 12-team playoff? Or would it have been different?
We would have had a much more interesting postseason. First of all, you would have had people like Kenny Pickett and Kenneth Walker III play their bowl games or their playoff games because they would have been in. You would have had campus games that were part of the playoff. So all that would have been good. And then the final result still would have been Georgia and Alabama beating the snot out of everybody and then beating the snot out of each other in the championship game.
What's the holdup right now for the expansion with the playoffs?
The holdup is posturing, ego, maneuvering. The ACC is a holdup. The Big Ten, to a degree, is a holdup. The Pac-12 is still trying to prop up the Rose Bowl. The reasons why don't make sense to me. These guys are getting paid a lot of money to figure this stuff out, and they're not doing it. And that is one of the things, a couple of the things that came out of it, Dan, yesterday, is one, some of the commissioners are definitely losing patience with this. I mean, Bob Bowlesby of the Big 12 came out just blowing up everybody. But then the presidents of these schools that are, running the playoff management committee are fed up with the commissioners too, and basically told them, we'll get this done if you guys can't. So I think that we're kind of reaching a point where things have to happen.
Help me understand this. This is the first paragraph on ESPN.com. The leaders of the college football playoff again failed to come up with an agreement about expanding the current 14 field, but they didn't entirely rule out the possibility it could still happen before the end of the current 12-year contract, which runs through 2025. When I reported this a little while ago, Pat, I got beat up by you college football insiders that they were trying to speed this up. They from somebody who was involved in this, said they were looking at 2023. Is there a chance that we're going to have this done? And I was, you know, I had the insiders saying, hey, there's a contract. Don't you understand the contract? And I thought, money breaks contracts here, kids. Is there a chance that this might not have to wait until 2025?
Money always breaks contracts. You are correct. And it could be. I mean, it could be that there's this brinksmanship going on of like, we're not budging until the last possible minute. Then, okay, we'll budge. It's not out of the question because, as you said, they are leaving scads of money on the table if you don't break the contract and renegotiate this and expand the thing. So the tendency or the instinct of these people is to always go for more money. So, yes, I think there's a chance that they can still do this.
Jim Harbaugh to the NFL or a pay raise?
Well, I know this. We sure haven't heard a single word from anybody in Ann Arbor tamping down any talk about him in the NFL. Nobody has stepped up to say, no, there's nothing to it. Jim's happy to be here. He's going to stay a long time. A couple of schools of thought there. Yes, one, is this negotiation and leverage? Or the other school, and some of the stuff that I heard in South Florida when I was there for the Orange Bowl, was that he was legitimately like offended by the pay cut that he took after last year. And he does enjoy the NFL and would be happy to go back, that he kind of got his job done in terms of resurrecting Michigan. He hasn't been a long-term one-place guy. I think he tends to wear himself out and wear the people out around him. And this timing might be right now.
Yeah, that's what I was told. And, you know, I know that Stephen Ross said, the owner of the Dolphins, hey, I don't want to take him away from my alma mater. But if you know that Jim Harbaugh might want to go, and maybe the Raiders, then Stephen Ross can say, well, he does want it. You're not taking him away from his alma mater. He's leaving his alma mater. And then maybe the Dolphins are in the mix here. But I know there were reporters who refuted that yesterday. The impact on with Deion Sanders on college football is what?
It's pretty electrifying. You know, I mean, it's a guy who did a lot of electrifying things as a player, and he is right now as a coach. I mean, for Jackson State to be getting some of the players they have gotten is a absolute game changer, eye opener for everybody who said, you know, the power in college football will always be collected in the hands of a few. Maybe not. You know, that if you can get a guy like him who can go in, and I think obviously they are prepared to offer major NIL packages to people, and that helps too. But NIL can be a playing field leveler, in my opinion, Dan. Not, you know, it's something that just helps Georgia, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, but there's a lot of places that like football. There's a lot of fans and boosters that like football that are like, hey, we can pay a guy here too, and you're going to have players that are going to listen to that.
But I wonder if, I'm surprised that Florida State didn't offer him the job. Now, they might have looked at him and said, you know, this is a lot bigger, and it's, you know, you got to be a CEO and all of that. Deion is never embarrassed. Like, he's a prideful guy, and he doesn't get embarrassed very often. And it feels like, you know, these recruits bought into, I'm playing for Deion Sanders. If I'm a university, I got an opening, I reach out to Deion because those two players are going to follow Deion Sanders.
Sure. No, you know what? Next hiring cycle, somebody's hiring him unless he wants to stay at Jackson State, which isn't out of the question. But, you know, he got involved to a degree at the TCU job search, Colorado State, and didn't get either of those. But now you start getting real talent, and that talks, you know, and yes, somebody is going to hire him. He does. He has that personality. He has that ability to just kind of, you know, bring people to him and bring attention to him and his program. seems to be a pretty good coach. Went 11-2, I believe, his first year there, lost their bowl game. But still, you know, he's done an awful lot more than I think people underestimated him, I think, as a coach. And he's made an instant impact.
Pat Forty, Sports Illustrated senior writer, joining us from Indianapolis. This whole name, image, and likeness fallout is interesting. Charlie Batch, not even the coach at Eastern Michigan, says, hey, Caleb Williams, we'll give you $1 million to play for Eastern Michigan. Now, Caleb Williams may be headed to USC, but it feels like college football is the wild, wild west, and there's nobody really governing, you know, what you can make. Can they put a cap on this? Like, where are we headed with name, image, and likeness here?
I don't know. It's crazy. Yes. This is classic NCAA situation where, okay, we're going to make this rule change. We have no idea what the unintended consequences are. We have no idea what the side effects are. Oh, geez, there's a lot of them. How do we get the horse back in the barn? The horse is running all over the pasture now. I don't know how you get the horse back in the barn. But there's going to be an NCAA convention next week, and those are some of the questions you want to ask. What are the rules now? And how are they enforced? And what can you do and not do? And I'm pretty sure, according to the rules, like what Charlie Batch did is definitely a violation. You can't just say, hey, if you come here, we'll give you $1 million. Now, that's really probably what's happening behind the scenes, but I don't think you advertise that as a recruiting incentive, because that would then fall under pay for play, which the NCAA says they still don't want to do. But this whole thing has just spun so far, I think, beyond where everybody thought it may be going.
Bryce Young makes more at Alabama than Jalen Hurts does in the NFL.
That's awesome.
About $500,000 more. I think Hurts makes $800,000, and Bryce, I was told, made $1.3 million at Alabama this past year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, he's got deals there. He has a podcast, which it's pretty funny. I actually listened to it a couple of times getting ready for this game, where Bryce says like 20 words in the podcast. You know, he's got a host who does the work, and they bring on a guest who does the talking, and Bryce kind of sits in the middle and says, hey, thanks for coming on. pretty good gig.
Is Caleb Williams going to USC?
Certainly seems that way. With Jackson Dart leaving as well, all of USC's quarterbacks have cleared out. The starting job is there for him to take. Lincoln Riley is there with him. They may take an excellent freshman wide receiver from Oklahoma who's in the transfer portal as well, Mario Williams. And all of a sudden, you know, I think USC reboots in a hurry and gets a lot better.
Safe travels back, Pat. Great to talk to you again, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it.
And that's Pat Forty, Sports Illustrated senior writer. And look, I'm a big boy. I can take the heat. Got roughed up by quite a few college insiders that I had the audacity to say that maybe they're going to get this college playoff kicked off before 2025. I had people saying, wait, they have contracts. You can't break contracts. And I go, if you only knew my source, then you wouldn't be saying this, because contracts are meant to be broken because of money. If they want to do it and they can do it 1 year earlier, 2 years, I was told 2023 that they would like to. Doesn't mean they're going to, but now it came out yesterday or today that maybe it's not going to go until 2025. The possibility that it could still happen prior to the end of the current 12-year contract. That was all I was saying, but oh my God.
I've been in every single one of those meetings.
Okay? Oh, I know. I had that. I had people who were taking shots, and your credibility's at stake. Really? I got this from a great source. Seems like my sources have been pretty good in college football. In particular, the Big Ten. Yeah, Paulie.
It's really kind of simple, too, because if all the parties get together and say, hey, we could start this new program, this new 16-team or 12-team playoff, Fox, ESPN, the schools, NCAA, everybody makes more money. Do you want to start it in 2025, or can we do it a year earlier? That's silly. It's like picking up a lottery ticket. You want to wait till next week or get it this week?
Yeah.
And it's, you didn't say it was likely. You didn't say it was happening. You said that's what the parties are pushing for.
They wanted to vote on this. This is back in December.
Which is almost common sense. It's not even like...
Nah. Yeah, but it was... Like, my source somehow forgot that there's a contract in place here. I mean, come on. right? And if it's 2024, they still broke the contract. It's, look, I'm not trying to be a college football insider. I just do homework. That's all. And I've been doing this a long time. I have sources, people that I've known for a long time. That's all it is. You know, not here to be breaking news. All, you know, it's a thankless job. Usually when you break news, then everybody's critical of you and saying you're wrong. They never say, hey, you were right. Congratulations. But the slings and arrows. But I stand by what I reported because I trust the source that I have. So you college insiders, go ahead. Take your shots. Yeah, Paulie.
Look, it's not just because I'm your producer. As a fan of entertainment, I want it to be changed to 2023.
Oh, my God.
Because I want to see you walk in, crack a beer around 9:01 a.m. and just start bombing people.
No, not beers. Champagne.
Okay.
No, I got roughed up by people that I had, well, I did respect, but without even reaching out to me, that they think that I would be this flippant where I'm just throwing stuff out there. I heard from people, you know, when I told the country that the Big Ten was not going to play football due to the pandemic, I got roughed up there too. I said, I stand by my source here. And then they announced the next day they weren't playing football. And then I said, Pac-12 is not going to play. I got roughed up with that as well. And Pac-12 wasn't going to play. I told you they were going to come back and play and that Pac-12 would follow suit. It, you know, these are things that I hear from people that I trust. Paulie, did I tell you that Fritzy would not have a poll question in the first hour?
Yeah, text me that last night.
Yeah, my source.
All that strong prediction.
Yeah, great source told me that Fritzy would not have anything, no mock headlines, wouldn't have his limerick, would not have a
poll. You doubled down with all of them.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yeah.
And you had Georgia beating Alabama.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Checks all across the board.
Thank you, Todd.
That's a nice parlay by you.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Ryan in Honolulu joins us. Hey, Ryan.
Aloha, Dan.
You're
playing hurt today.
Where are you?
Oh, I spent the last week in Vegas. I'm still here.
Okay. How did that go?
But every day's the Super Bowl. Well, what happens in Vegas shows up on the credit card, Dan. Let's just say that.
Okay.
I'm actually on the Most Valuable Caller tour right now. I've been wearing my Dan Patrick Show gear, and you wouldn't believe how many people come up to me. Nobody, Dan. Actually, one girl. One girl, but her name literally was Danette, and she couldn't believe the shirt I was wearing, so she wanted to get a picture with her name on the show. She had no idea about Dan Patrick Show. There you go. I've got some national championship mock headlines for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Here's Ryan in Vegas, also Honolulu.
Alabama rolled over and died.
Okay. Like roll tide, roll it over and died. Okay.
In his condition, that's not bad.
Yeah, he sounds a little banged up. Okay.
Stetson Bennett Jr. III won it in the fourth.
All right. Well, he is the fourth, though. That's the problem. But I know you're playing off McLovin's Robert Griffith Jr. III. Okay, continue.
Think Alabama is unbeatable? Georgia says, Athens. Excuse me. Athens. Last one.
Wow.
41 years later, the Bulldogs duly in again.
Okay, Vince Dooley. All right. Thank you, Ryan. Go back to bed. All right, so there are times when Ryan is not good, Todd.
But he still contributed, even though he's not feeling
but
well.
But he did try.
Yeah,
I'm pretty healthy to a certain extent.
Yes, you are.
Do anything with the muck.
That was a Herschel walk-off.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, trying to keep it.
All right. That's great.
Staying on topic.
Wasn't Buck Ballou, was he the quarterback for Georgia 41 years ago?
Absolutely. Buck Ballou, Lindsey Scott, the wide receiver.
Run, Lindsey, run! One of the great calls.
Yep.
Buck Ballou, number 8? Does that sound right?
Absolutely right.
Buck Ballou was the quarterback. They didn't ask him to do much.
Hand it out to Herschel.
Yeah.
Good way to stay employed.
All right, let me take a break. More phone calls coming up after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Good hands by Urho Vaakanainen. Springing Hall on a two-on-one. Pastrnak scores! The Bruins have five unanswered goals in D.C.
Courtesy of Nesson, that Discover Play of the Day. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what's going on, Dan, fellas? I just wanted to talk real quick. First of all, I was often asked who's my favorite, Danny, and it constantly rotates. Me and Seton, usually when I'm thinking something, Seton says it. Everybody loves Fritchie. Fritchie is a fan favorite. But Paulie has a particular set of skills that nobody has. I've had supervisors that are like Paulie. Hard to work with, but are wonderful to be around because they get the best out of everybody. And it seems like that's Paulie's main thing. I mean, besides, who else has a sister that's their bouncer at their wedding? That's the greatest story that he ever told right there. Listen, why doesn't Eric the Enemy have a job yet, Dan? That's what I really want to know. 50-15. Dude is like 700-plus in the win column as an offensive coordinator. People say he didn't call his plays. Neither did Matt Nagy, Dick Vermeil, Andy Reid. And I mean, look where they ended up. So, you know, trying to figure out why this man doesn't have a job yet.
Yeah, I think he's going to get interviewed. You know, maybe there's something we don't know, because I'm curious about that as well. It just doesn't add up. If you realize what he's done, if you get the endorsement of Mahomes and Andy Reid, I thought the Texans, that was going to be a great opportunity for him. And, you know, you had Deshaun Watson who said, I want him to be interviewed here. Maybe if he was the head coach, maybe Deshaun Watson would want to stay in Houston. But, yeah, I don't know. Todd Bowles is going to get interviews. I told you that Dan Quinn, my source, said would be the top candidate for the Broncos. And I think that came out yesterday. Yeah, Paulie.
A lot of New York Giants fans, we're on the East Coast here, a lot of them heard from yesterday, they were shocked that their head coach still has the job.
Yeah.
You get rid of the GM, you're probably moving on from the quarterback and the star running back. Why would you hire a GM and keep the old coach?
Well, you're going to say to that GM, hey, we're keeping the coach. Now, he's got to then go, boy, yeah, what I saw from Joe Judge, that's the guy I want leading my team. His job is dependent on Joe Judge. And, you know, it's reciprocated. It's going to be a bad year. It's going to be a rebuilding year. It just feels like that's where you just, let's just pull the Band-Aid off and you're going to change your running back. Maybe they stay with Daniel Jones. I mean, that's another thing. If I'm the GM and I go into that job, and you would think that would be a great job, but I got to stay with that coach and stay with that quarterback. You got to be all on board with that. And that, to me, that could be a deal breaker there. Terry in New York. Hi, Terry. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. I was going to go on the route with the Brady and Rodgers thing. I'll go Jordan. Jordan beat Charles Barkley, MVP. Jordan beat Karl Malone, MVP. You know, they give that thing to Rodgers, not give it to him, but it would be nice to see Brady beat him again in Green Bay and win the Super Bowl and say, in your face.
All right. Thank you, Terry.
And
I understand this with Brady, that Brady probably doesn't want to win the MVP just because there's more motivation. Like, it's weird. Now it's like Brady is an underdog. You know, he doesn't have Chris Godwin. He doesn't have AB. Now you had one, you know, statistically one of your best seasons ever, and Aaron Rodgers got the MVP. All right, you didn't want to give it to me. Now, should you factor in how old somebody is when you want to decide on the MVP? Should we just look at what you do, or do we go, yeah, but he's doing it at 44. If that's the case, then LeBron James at 37 should be the leading MVP candidate. Because part of it is based off his age in what he's doing. Is that fair? So Justin Herbert can't be the MVP because he's only 23. Can he? I mean, I don't know how we use AI. I don't know what, you know, the voters will factor in as far as, you know, if somebody's playing injured. You know, Brady needed surgery. So he played last year and he needed knee surgery. Now, that would be comeback player. But I'm just curious if people would factor in, or they're not factoring in, that Tom Brady's 44. Because that's all you hear. Does that look like a 44-year-old? Yeah, Tom.
I think the only way you factor that in, if you think it's so close and it's like a push between the two of them, then Brady gets it over the top because of the age factor. But I don't think it's that close. I think most people, if you get past the vaccination thing, I think Aaron Rodgers is still enough ahead of Brady to get it.
Yes, bully.
But the thing that gets you the MVP or a Heisman is being the new story usually. And Josh Allen, this was his year. He could have cruised to the MVP if he had a little more consistency and they didn't have that dip, the Bills.
Yeah.
You know, as much as, you know, guys like Brady and Rodgers, they've already got their awards. So we always lean towards who's the new guy. Like Joe Burrow is poised for next year. To me, I wouldn't be surprised if Burrow and maybe Justin Herbert are the top two MVP candidates next year. Because new story. Burrow's got the Bengals as part of his story and the knee as part of his story.
Yeah.
And now he's got the numbers.
Yeah.
That guy is poised for not necessarily the best quarterback, but the vote.
Would you so you're going to factor in Tom Brady's 44 with the numbers that he puts up? Not just these are the numbers he put up, this is what his team did. Now it's degree of difficulty.
Yeah, doing something historical. You know, Ben Roethlisberger is what, 39? And we think he's decrepitly old when we talk about him. He's 5 years younger. Five.
Yeah, but he's what, a year older than Aaron Rodgers, yeah. Isn't he?
But Brady's is extreme. It's not like, you know, he's 40 compared to 39, I guess.
Rodgers could play, you know, with his athlete. I mean, he's a far better athlete than Brady is. But, you know, nobody says, boy, Rodgers is doing it at 38. It's like because of Tom. I mean, Tom's ruined that for everybody. You can't go, man, do you see what that guy did? He's 38. And you go, yeah, but do you see what that guy did? He's 44. And I couldn't help but notice that here's Andrew Luck, who's 32. And would be in his prime right now. And, you know, imagine having Andrew Luck with that Colts team this year. Then you got a Super Bowl favorite. Wonder what those people in Indianapolis say to, like, would you stay in Indianapolis if you're Andrew Luck? I mean, he did. Just being a dad. Imagine he goes to a parent-teacher conference. They don't want to talk about your kid. They want to ask you questions.
Lovely yes. Restaurant choices near my home.
St. Elmo's.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Todd.
I don't understand how he can possibly stay in Indy. It would be too uncomfortable to leave that early.
But he did.
Especially the way they just went out again.
Man. Final hour coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.